The Black Hills produce more timber than any other national forest. The region's ponderosa pines become trim boards, posts, poles, particle boards, heating pellets, and other products. But the U.S. Forest Service and other concerned groups say the forest can no longer sustain current logging levels. New Forest Service research says damage from fire and infestation should lead to reduced harvests. If not, trees suitable for logging will be gone in the next several decades. A teleconference took the place of a public meeting because of the coronavirus pandemic. About 175 people called in, including 20 from groups allowed to speak. Dave Mertz is retired from the Forest Service. He says the agency is under pressure to keep logging levels at targets established years ago, no matter the consequences.
We're cutting down our future. Why did we do it? Why did we do it now? To meet the timber target.
Timber industry representatives say without logging, the forest will grow too dense, and that creates conditions that favor beetle epidemics and wildfires. They say reducing the timber harvest could drive companies away, along with some of the 1,400 jobs in the industry. Tim Danley is vice president of Forest Products Distributors.
Forest products companies are not the enemy. We are a major tool that the Black Hills National Forest has in maintaining a healthy forest for over hundreds of years.
The Forest Service plans to schedule another meeting in coming weeks and invites comments and questions on its research. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.